Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talk Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ, brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, The Progressive Liberal Party, and Tropical Gyros.
I even touch the sky above the falling rain. I feel so good in my neighborhood, so here I come again. I got to have Guyana. Got
Monday,
to have Guyana.
April 20th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 5 p.m. with my good brethren, Roscoe Thompson. He'll be chiming in short order. We'll find out everything that's going on in Abaco. MJ will be along in the 5 o'clock hour. We got plenty to talk about. We're going to open up the lines. You see them headlines? You see them declaration? But did you actually see some of those declarations? Because I couldn't really flip and see any. Now, I don't know if that's Father Time reminded me he's undefeated or that was some microscopic printing I seen around online in the dailies. Come on, man. Now I got to buy a magnifying glass too. But anyway, even though it was fine print, we managed to pull up some figures. Dear God, we can talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But like I said, we got lots to talk about in the first hour. Happy 420 day to everybody who celebrates it. If you do, if you don't, it's all good. And if you do, enjoy it. Rock out till you clock out. Now, like I said, we got plenty to talk about today, both with Abaco in the first hour with Roscoe. And then obviously in the second hour when MJ comes on along, and we definitely got to talk. And we will talk a little bit of sports because, you know, there's nothing in their playoff game. So I'm sure today we'll talk some NBA. All right. But if you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, or 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on Fresh New Smart Talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I agree. Those declarations were small for real. They were a little bit larger in your competitions daily, but nonetheless, all of them were small. I agree, but I heard one of my eyes trying to read them. But nonetheless, some numbers pop out. Some people gone almost eight times. Going from 100 grand to 300-400 grand in cash and property and up to 800. What? Some of these independents rolling in the millions? What? Then if one with the scratch heads or think back and say, well, wow, you don't want to go there. But a legend is declared today. All politically attached. I wonder if we got 44 other millionaires in this country not attached to politics. Just saying. All right. So, like I said, we are going to have a conversation with Roscoe Thompson. He's chiming in now. I think he's on board. Let's see if we got Roscoe talking. At Roscoe, what's going on, my brother?
Radio Thomas. Good afternoon, Naughty. Before I begin, I just like to say a shout out to my daughter. It's her birthday today, even though she's stateside. Just want to wish her happy birthday.
She is born on a great day, man. Tell her Uncle Naughty and Aunt MJ send our regards. Happy birthday. Rock out. And where's she at in the States, Roscoe?
Fort Lauderdale.
In college, correct?
No, man. She's past college.
That's the oldest one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't even recognize her if I saw her, and I remember when she born.
Yep, yep.
Another way to feel old and ancient today, you know what I mean? You try not to, but here comes, you know, like I say, when I see your kids is when I feel old. When I see you, I don't feel old. When I see my friends, I don't feel old. When I see their kids, I'm like, dear Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting up there.
We are. Yeah, boy, that was some headlines today, hey?
Boy, we got to talk about that in a second, but I want you to get us caught up first and foremost. We saw a lot of activity over the weekend in Abaco, in the north and in the south. I saw with social media, and as well a couple of other clips, I saw you with a particular shirt on.
I knew you were good.
And I say, boy, look here. That ain't just no F&M shirt. That's a Papa Ingram Torch F&M shirt. He ain't just put on the jersey. He put on the throwback jersey.
Well, you know, Naughty, let me just clarify just so you're aware. I mean, most people know that I did apply for the nomination and they chose Jeremy over me. Up until about, I guess, 10 days ago, you know, I've been keeping a low profile and I had made a decision what I was going to do. And speaking to my mom and my family, it wasn't until the day before nomination that I actually got on board, and will put my support behind the F&M and Michael Pintard, and, you know, try to help them, take this country to a better stance than where we are right now. And I have to look at Abaco, you know, one of the things that people say to me, oh, well, you forget how the F&M treated us after Dorian. I said, yeah, but we've had the PLP for 4.5 years, and tell me what has been done in Abaco in 4.5 years that we can stick a feather in our cap and say, great job. I mean, roads are terrible. Infrastructure is horrible. You know, issues, you know, night and day immigration.
Do you still have a barge on the reef still? Do you still have a barge laid up on the reef?
Everything's still the same. Nothing has changed. So
again, I look and I see all this bragging, you know, from Mr. Sweeten about how he gets things done in Eleuthera, but yet every day I hear from Eleuthera the power is off and the water is off and the roads are deplorable. I hear the roads are still deplorable down there in Abaco. I hear that the barge is still on the reef. I hear the debris is still left there from the shantytown, which has now become a dump, and I'm not one but two fires. Yeah. But you want to brag on completion and progress? That's not progression, that's regression.
Yeah,
we got down to shantytown and made three other problems out of that.
Yeah, we got some major, you know, we got a dump that's continuing to burn here. And, you know, I mean, we're not a small island and we're producing a lot of garbage. A lot of stuff is, but right now at this point in time, that's all we can do. It just frustrates me to hear when you look at 140 something million spent on and X amount of dollars spent on travel budget and, you know, you look and then I'm like, okay, well, Abaco, North Eleuthera, other islands are still battling power outages, you know, water issues. Where did all that money go for parks, you know, and beaches? I mean, in all honesty, they must have some real nice parks and beaches in Nassau.
Roscoe, the parks are deplorable, and I'll say 90% of them are deplorable, and the other 10%, they have MPs that are not even MPs, opposition members that care about the constituency that are making the parks go. But to be $141 million over, cannot explain it.
Yeah, I mean, and I know we're going to be jumping all over, but one thing that stood out to me today is I know that when you look at somebody like Chester Cooper, the deputy prime minister, you know, in Easworth, you know, or 28 million. And a lot of people forget the private business that he's in, you know, on the side. But what guy was Kirk Cornish and some of these others?
I was about to get to that.
You know, that went in, you know, 200,000 and in 5 years, you're now, you know, 700,000. You had a heavy court case. You know, I don't know what that cost you.
And yes, it surrounded that court case.
Yeah, I mean, but then it makes you wonder. It makes you think of, well, where are you generating this money from? And don't get me wrong, some of them I can understand because, as I said, you know, we know what the deputy prime minister's in on the side, you know, through his company and everything, and you can understand where he gets an increase. And then I look at somebody like Sabas and I'm like, he's only worth 28 million.
Him personally, probably, but you got to look at all his corporations.
Right.
Trust funds.
Exactly. So then you know,
this
you look
for me for a couple of years.
The trust and, you know, so, I mean, it's under, but like I say, some of those that, you know, went from, you know, 200,000 to over a million. I mean, you got to explain that. I mean, are you going in there to do business on behalf of the people? Or are you doing business on behalf of yourself and then maybe hoping the people get a little bit of that business?
And then you look at beaches and parks, like you said, I find it very obscene and offensive how flippant Mikhail Barnaby was in talking to reporters.
Yeah.
A preconceived, prepackaged response, and then walk away. And then when you look at his declaration, there's a significant jump in his portfolio. And what kind of caught my eye, I had been hearing allegations and rumors and allegations swirling out of that Mount Moriah constituency about land acquisition and so on and so forth. And I look at his real estate portfolio and that jumps out. So what's really going on?
Yep.
And then he's got to be in the inner circle with the PM because today they asked the PM about the $141 million in beaches and parks. And he said he don't have no comment. He don't have a response.
And that dumbfounds me that you do not have a response to that much being spent in one.
I'm wondering if the PM, like if it shocked the bejesus out of him that he didn't have a response because he was shocked and awed. Or, once again, in typical Davis New Day administration fashion, we don't answer nobody, we don't care, and so and what?
Well, that's the way it's been for the past 4.5 years.
And that's our money.
Yep. Yep, and I think people need to realize that. You know, you put red, yellow aside and black or whatever with the party, and you look at the bottom line. This is our money. So if somebody is mismanaging our money, what do banks do? What do businesses do? They get rid of you and they bring somebody else in that, you know, can do a better job. I mean, and that's at the point we're at right now. What they're doing is unbelievable. I mean, and you go to even developments like on Ethel Island and, you know, other areas and Exuma having issues, you know, and where are these all getting passed? What's going on? Where's your accountability? Where's your transparency? You know?
Well, they have no intention of having any because as soon as you get in, you lie on the campaign trail. And that's not the only political party that's done that in the past.
Yeah.
I'll do it in the future. But you commit to the Freedom of Information Act. Then one of the first things you do when you come in is you declare, you know, that the chairman, Mr. Mitchell, we're not on that run. That's not really effective. And then it turns around. You encourage whistleblowers on the campaign trail. Then when you have a whistleblower in immigration, she's sent home. I mean, you know, Brave, give it a whistle to blow. Fred, punish. What's really going on?
Yeah. I mean, and that's scary, though. Those are things that, you know, you actually, where we need a commission of inquiry to find out. Because the public will probably never know exactly what happened, you know, over this last 4.5 years. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I told you this before, and I'll say it. You know, you knew he was going to call an election before the budget, because the man to the Bahamian people and explain to them that they're X amount of dollars in debt when we had a balanced budget and a surplus. You know, of course, he came back and corrected that after his thing. But you look at that, and I mean, just it's like he can't or they can't keep up with their own lies or misinformation.
Yeah, I mean, and a couple of things. Let me just touch on this real quick. For those folks who texted and you missed the phone lines, our phones are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right. So let me check a couple of texts real quick, Roscoe. Good afternoon, Naughty. The system is in and out. Shows, please have them check this. We're working on that diligently right now to get those technical difficulties sorted out for you. Good afternoon, Naughty. And it's so nice to hear Roscoe is back with the FNM. Quick question for Roscoe. Has the DRA changed over in Abaco? Has Abaco gotten any better? I'm hearing, you know, not so much.
No.
Again, congratulations and welcome back, Roscoe. And then one more. What happened to the station? It's poor connection online. It keeps dropping. We're working on that right now, folks. Go ahead, Roscoe.
No, and Naughty, that's the other thing. You know, we here in Abaco, you know, are ready for change. I mean, I see that coming, you know, both in North Abaco and in South Abaco. And it's going to take some work, but I think these two seats will go FNM.
I saw, you know, the rallies from Abaco over the weekend. Very powerful performance from, would that be North Abaco? Would that be Miss Boodle in North Abaco?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And for those folks not familiar, that is, you know, Mr. Ingram's former stomping ground, correct?
Correct. It is.
That's Papa territory. Yeah. So I'll tell you where to lie. It was good to see that picture, Roscoe, because I was like, all right, Obi-Wan has entered the race. Bobby got some mentorship for young Jeremy. So, I mean, I know people, I saw it online. I had people reach out to me, and they're like, well, did you have anything? I say, no, man, me and Roscoe didn't talk a long time ago. I know how Roscoe feels. Roscoe said he was going to sleep on it. Roscoe liked to sleep, but, you know, I'm sure he'll wake up before, and sure enough, you did. And so I know you're looking forward to it, because I know deep down at the end of the day, your main interest is the best for Abaco and the Abacos.
And it is. I mean, do not get me wrong. You know, I've called out the FNM in the past, you know, on numerous occasions. You know, I butted heads with, you know, former prime ministers. And, you know, I do not hesitate calling out, as I've done with this administration and the inefficiencies that they've shown, not just here in Abaco, but throughout the rest of the Bahamas. You know, I was in Grand Bahama shooting darts 2 weeks ago, and it was, I was talking to a lot of the people from Eleuthera, a majority of them, and I was saying, what's going on? And they say, well, you know, Clay, I said, Clay's got to be pretty strong down there, all the work he's done. He says, yeah, but we don't need, well, they put it this way. We need water and we need electricity. Roads could have waited. You know, that was kind of their, you know, and something that very, very surprisingly that a couple of the younger guys said, a lot of the younger generation is leaning towards Philippa Kelly in that Central South Eleuthera seat. And I said, well, if that happens, then he might have a fight on his hands. You there? We'll be right back.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well,
this is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on the chicken with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Now I say eat a key, but it's mouth, you know. They shall be longer. I never ask you, not know what you tell me. I beg you daily to cease and still you keep talking. Me granny tell me from your little baby, eat that key petty.
The back after on the Monday, April 20th edition of Talking Heads, with Blaine Naughty and the company right up until 6 p.m. MJ will be joining us in the 5 p.m. hour. Talking to Roscoe Thompson right now, like we do each and every Monday, right up until the 5 o'clock hour. Apologize for the technical difficulties. I don't know which end I was on, but we're over it now. We're back at you. We're rolling. We're trying to deal with it as best we can. But Roscoe, before we got cut off, like I was saying, still a lot to be desired down there in Abaco. I think that there was a lot of people, you know, still iffy on the fence. I think you coming into the fold, I think, you know, I got a lot of response from folks here in New Providence. To want to get back to Abaco, you know, that statement was, okay, if I see Roscoe leaning, all right, I got to give Pintard a chance, and, you know, that's a chance for me to get back home. And the Abaconians just want to get back home.
Yeah, I mean, just in general, I think looking at the launch of the manifesto, you know, and if you really take an in-depth look at that, it's far surpassed what the PLP's put forward. And, you know, if they hold up to it, and, you know, follow through on what they're plan on doing, you know, we should be in better shape as a country. Because right now, the way this administration's going, we're hell in a handbasket pretty quick.
Well, you're going old school, them old people saying it, you remember that?
But it's true. I mean, it's, you know, it's just...
I could see your grandpa saying that. I could see your daddy saying that. I could see my Auntie Kay saying that. I could see my mummy saying that. Dear Jesus. Let's go to the phone line real quick. We got a couple hours on the line. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Okay.
All right, listen, before we get started, I want you to get one good, solid phone call and touching all the points related to the topic we're talking on. You ain't got to call me 3 and 4 times. I want to change your nickname. Hit me up with what you got. And remember, when you call Talking Heads, sometimes we get agree to disagree. I reserve the right to call BS if I think your point is BS and vice versa.
Yeah.
You ain't got to call me 6 times trying to nail it home. Them other shows, how you want to do that with them? That's funny. It's MJ. Get it in, Johnny, 2 times. We know what you're good for. What you got for us today?
All right. First of all, I find it interesting, right? Because I was in conversation with some folks from Garden Hills. And I found that, according to the disclosures and so forth, that, you know, we have almost a billionaire there now, right? And I'm not saying that it is his duty to do so or otherwise, but I've heard when actually one or two persons have called me and said that a certain the party, that individual who's representing the party, came into their area and, you know, they were basically experiencing some financial difficulty with and just wanted one or two little assistants, nothing crazy. And, you know, said that the individual was just sympathetic towards their concern, but you want me to vote for you, right? And all the person was really asking for was basically some assistance, you know, just to get some stuff.
But let me make this point, okay? I totally get where you come from. Folks need assistance, and they look every 5 years to milk the process to get assistance because they realize at least every 5 years my vote counts for something. I can get one stove, I can get a washer, I can get a dryer, I can get my roof fixed.
But
at the end of the day, at the end of the day,
if I told you what they wanted, me and you could do that. And
I get that point. But at the end of the day, we have had over the years too many people relying
on government.
That's why we got people believing in pie in the sky, $100,000 promises from Lincoln Benn. But shout out to Lincoln Benn. Last night you had me watching, and guess what? Some of your dots actually connected. So props to you, Lincoln. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Hey, Naughty, I ain't talking about something that was critical. I'm not talking about something what nobody can't do. Me and you could do that.
Okay, but
the person told the individual that, okay, listen, I'm going to take down your name and whatever, I'm going to get back to you. And not if I can't even say it on national radio what it was.
Then don't.
You'll be embarrassed. But to find out that certain individuals are at an income bracket and those two things they didn't deal with, I mean, come on, man. You saying that you're concerned, you're on the stage crying, and all these other, I'm concerned, you know, I got the better people at heart. Anyhow, I just find it, you know, real.
But, you know,
ridiculous.
At the end of the day, though, that's in the moment, Paula, all right? I mean, that's in the moment. Yeah, I need something. Can you help me? Can you provide? All right, if you provide, you got my vote, allegedly.
No, they weren't even saying about that. That's what I'm trying to say, Naughty. I'm not trying to tell you they were asking for a vote. They were just saying a need that, see, I don't want to say it on the radio, but I'm just telling you that me, you, any Joe Blow could have dealt with that, okay? So I thought it was in bad taste, knowing what current. That's all. Thank you.
Right, but you know, see, now you can't say what you want to say and then run. You got to stay sometimes to get debunked and critique, man, Johnny, 2 times. Now don't call back later. Now, then you had your opportunity to stay on. I've also seen Mr. Fox do plenty in Garden Hill, so much so to the point that our video testimonies are not just Sparky saying what he has done compared to the current MP. And I said I wasn't getting into this because both of those individuals in Garden Hills are friends. So I'm really trying to get into it. But at the end of the day, we're going to keep it. That's part of our problem from time immemorial. We got a select few set of people that rather turn sycophant for a political party and hope and live on the hope and promises of an MP. Get your job, or give you this, or give you that, or G you the next thing. The problem is we've been G-G-G-G-G-ing too much.
Too much. Yep.
Okay? So much so that we got people from other parts of the world now coming because they know we G-G-G-G-G too much. And at some point, every tub needs to sit on their own bottom. I got a leaky roof. What I could do, wait for another 5 years with the buckets everywhere and hope that the MP will fix it for me next go round? Or am I going to sit there and figure out a plan on how to get my family taken care of and keep the roof over my head from leaking?
What did Maynard say in the house?
He said plenty.
It's sometimes,
I mean, you say all for me, baby, but I mean, that's a different story.
The FNME,
Oh, you mean Charlie Maynard?
Charlie said,
I would rather take
and teach a person how to fish.
Correct.
So they could go and fish all day and provide.
Well, you said, you know, you left it ambiguously. When you said Maynard, I went
yeah,
first and foremost to the legendary quote from, you know, the late Clement Maynard. But the late Charlie Maynard, brilliant man, good brethren, man. I miss Charlie. And I think, you know, Charlie would have been a dynamic leader in this country at some point. If not the prime minister, he would have been up there, though, with portfolio.
Isn't that what we are supposed to do, not just as a family, but as a community?
Correct.
You know, you don't
because wanna... when I teach you how to fish, that helps you take care of the community and just you taking a fish, It breaks the dependency on a political party. People should not have to depend on a political party to eat. Or whatever they decide to scraps, they decide to throw that away and be grateful. No, man. Political parties and MPs work for us.
The people. They work.
Correct.
No, I agree. And let me say, I like, you know, you talked about the rally and, you know, with Therese and former prime minister, the day of nomination being there for her, you know, and Chubby and other people. That's a good sign. I think that you look at even Central South Abaco with Jeremy and the FNM now are picking up ground. You know, and it's like I said, I think that, I mean, we've had this discussion before. I think you get two out of Abaco, you get four out of the six out of Grand Bahama. You know, you're going to get one in North Eleuthera. You have a chance at South Eleuthera, Long Island, you get. Mical, you have a fight there, but you got, and you get South Andros. You know, you might get more, but you know, there's a prime opportunity for the FNM right here. And I say this, you know, if you have any doubt how to vote, you want to get rid of the PLP. The way we are going now as a country is the way we cannot sustain. You know, and if you see the register is up. I know we've had a lot of, you know, issues with the voters, fraudulent voters cards and things like that. But if you see registration up in the country and let's say that those people go out and vote, that's a bad sign for the government. Better for the opposition. You know, so let's be real when we look at it. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to be a lopsided election or what it is. But if you're going on the trend over the last 20 years, God, you know, I feel sorry.
Go ahead.
No. It just doesn't give us an opposition. You know, you need that healthy opposition, you know, to keep, you know, the country somewhat attentive to what's going on.
Yeah, well, the way things are going and the way I hear, you know, talks here and there, we could be into another ping pong with this one, you know, flip-flop again.
Yeah.
Before I get to the phone lines and get this text in, good afternoon, Norty and Roscoe. When are we going to get serious about governance in this country? The explanations coming out of the Lands and Parks Ministry regarding millions in spending alongside noticeable increases in some MPs' personal positions demand more than surface-level responses. Bahamians deserve forensic-level transparency. Public officials should be required to justify wealth and expenditure with evidence instead of distractions. We need enforceable penalties for mismanagement and routine independent audits. The public purse is not a playground. It's a sacred trust. I agree with you, Texter.
100%.
We shouldn't be messing with our money, period. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Naughty, what's good, man?
What's happening, bro?
Everything's solid until you guess. Pleasant good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Naughty, your previous caller is systematic of why we find ourselves in the position that we do. That's not a personal attack on the gentleman. But what he was alluding to, it's not a candidate job to take care of people's household issues. It isn't. And we've been brainwashed. Wait, and it's naughty. So, and Bahamian men and women don't cheat. Let's establish that from the door. But let's say hypothetically, a woman in a house with her husband, cooking, cleaning, doing the laundry, feeding the man, making sure he's straight, but then want the side dude to pay the mortgage. That make any sense to you?
No.
We need to be real about this thing, man. And we have this begging mentality. That's what our politicians have reduced us to. They're employees.
And knowledge, it has been going on from long before what we're seeing now.
They are our employees. So instead of begging a candidate, demand certain things. Because, like the previous texter would have listed, if the only people who have figured out in 5 years to increase their net worth after being in parliament, what does that say? I go on, babe.
Hey, knowledge.
Yeah, babe.
How many times have you heard me say, how many times do we have $100 heirs go in and come out $1,000 heirs, turn out into millionaires, turn into almost billionaires?
Yeah, but naughty, this is just the thing, though. But this is just it. These aren't the conversations that we're having. We have some legislation in place that makes certain people accountable. But even before that, the Public Accounts Committee. But we want to talk about who. But somehow, every single election cycle, people go in at a certain level and then they elevate themselves.
Set for life.
Come on, man. We need to stop playing these games and demand more. Stop begging.
And change the legislation when we need to and enforce it. Good stuff, man. We got to get to the other calls. Appreciate you. Talking heads.
Hey, good day. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Like I was saying, the last caller actually hit the point. But if you could imagine a politician comes around and you can get put $800 worth of stuff to fix a hole in your roof, and he gets my vote, and then I can't see him again, the country fails. Does he deserve that vote?
No, but you got your roof fixed though, right?
No, but that doesn't do nothing for country. When the
exactly,
next politician...
I'm being sarcastic, Carla. I mean, yeah, exactly. What does it do for country?
Yeah, but when the next politician, he doesn't have to give you nothing right now, but he has better plans for the country that you can do for your own yourself. And but we want to judge people because they give us nothing right up. It's just ridiculous. I hope people just can understand that it's not a party for now. The same people who's offering you these gifts now, you see they're buying books, they're going to increase, but they don't check for you for another 5 years. So
Carla,
I just hope the people understand that this, just try to want the best for your country, and then everything would fill down to you. As the country get better, you do better for yourself.
Good points, Carla. You hit the nail right on the head. Let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, Roscoe, what's going on?
What's happening?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday to your daughter, too, man. I noticed you're in trouble with your answer there, man. You didn't want me putting nothing on that, man. You didn't want me putting nothing on that. But, yeah, but Naughty, Johnny, six times. You already noticed, Naughty, in the last 2 months, how much he stepped up on calling? He's had us on the payroll, Naughty.
Yeah, man.
Keep paying them to spread propaganda.
Every show, 2 inches
show. God show. God and God, he show mercy, but 5 times in one show. Right after so calling Chicago Lang show. Calling Dwight, but 4 or 5 times. These fellas on the payroll, man. You ain't know that? Now watch this one. He says, you and him going to do it, right? Now look at this. The member of parliament for that area, he's getting $150,000 a year. $750,000 in 5 years. Three quarters of a million. And you want to go to the member of parliament for this little small thing, what you talking about?
Correct.
Come on, man. Stop playing politics. Stop playing around like Rick Fox. He ain't want to do nothing for somebody. He have 400 and some million, man. Why all black people is going like this, man?
And
stop hating and stop pulling on this man. We trying to wipe a country, man. Stop on this government that's really talking foolish, just getting petty, man. We get 150 a year. I'm not the only man. If they want, that's all they can tell them is this is what they want. Then that's what they deserve, man. They gone.
But, I mean, you know, Muff, you got to consider the source, man. You got to take it for what it is. I mean, that same caller in question wants me to believe that the Grand Lucayan is open because one minuscule portion of the property, they happen to have people walking around looking at. That resort ain't sold. That resort ain't open. That ain't going to open no time soon. And if it was sold, this administration would be doing backflips, showing off the money in the bank because it finally reached.
Big time. You know that as
and
well.
And we don't need, you know, Roscoe, we don't need this kind of, for lack of a better word, political BS, and in some cases, weak political BS.
If you sold it, then work should have been started. It should have been knocked down. You can't continue to pull the wool over our eyes. I mean, it's got to stop sometime.
And that's what I find with this administration, when their MPs and their prime minister talk about what they've accomplished. Is they want to be like in an echo chamber, say what we did, no questions, no nothing. Hey, we did this, and no fact check, not a hint. Take it. That's what we give you, and believe us.
Yeah.
No. Trust me, bro. It ain't no trust me, bro, on this.
Nope.
Not like when you should be going to hell in a handbasket. Ain't no trust me, bro.
And I agree with the callers talking about, you know, it needs you declaring and me telling you what I have and what I'm worth. Is something different than being, because you don't know what's going on with people in their personal lives, even though they might get into politics. So I do think that it should be some, because a declaration signed, I could say I have X amount of dollars in land assets, and, you know, I might be worth $1 million. But, you know, in reality,
but in my mind, I'm worth $1 billion. That should count for something.
Yeah,
I declare in my mind I'm worth $1 billion. I'm worth $1 billion.
But then again, you look, and I don't mean this, but they're giving Rick Fox trouble, which, you know, okay, the man's going to do what he can do to help the people in his area. A lot of people forget, too, you had somebody else here with, and I don't mean to say, but he was our deputy prime minister for a long time. For a term there was Brent Simonette, you know, with comment. Look what he did for the country. I know he benefited the companies, you know, benefited, but, you know, look, I mean, these people do help. It might not be the person at that time, but they do get around. And I agree. Listen, a lot of people fail to realize each MP gets $150,000 a year to spend on their constituency. Whatever that might be in helping, you know, X, Y, and Z, or building a community center, or extending a fire station, or whatever it may be.
Let me get to a couple of these texts, and you find some of these interesting. Naughty and Roscoe, I've been the PLP for the station acting up and the machinery acting haywire. Before Madam Speaker came on, it was working just fine. Even the station is allergic to the PLP. Jesus Lord, y'all on a roll today. Is the generator working at the airport? Is the immigration department still asleep? Wonder if they would only wake up in Abaco. Naughty, forget that caller. He's running on with pure ish. If this candidate or any candidate would satisfy every household's need, then I would be surprised. Go work and pay your own bills. To be real, it's not the candidate's job to do some of these things. If any Joe Blow could help, why the caller didn't help himself? Although a vote wasn't promised, that's kind of unspoken because you wouldn't help people and still don't vote for you. Naughty, tell that caller that allowed to give money to that individual who is asking him for money in Garden Hills. It's against the law. It's against campaign rules as well. Ask him to Google what is treating. By the way, is he the new Anton? He is very annoying. So you said Anton was annoying too? No, somebody told me that today. That new caller. He must be coached by Dejron because he's put out the, he's trying to defend the indefensible and then go down swinging. And everybody calling out your point, but you still go down swinging. So, hey, I don't know. Must be worth his while. Well, he must be dead cool when one of the candidates running and he want to make sure that they copacetic. You know, he might be looking out from one of his homeboys, you know?
Yeah, and then it's like I say, you know, sometimes you got to look out for party. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. And I think you got a dynamic leader right now in the making in Michael Pintard and Shannon on there and a good team, you know, that are energetic. And plus, they're younger generation. Braves could, what, be 80 in his, how old is he now, 70-something? You know, yeah. I think
what, 75, 76 in that neighborhood.
Yeah. So
if he
was
to be successful and he ran again, he'd be like 81, 82 coming out.
It's time to, you know, to give up, you know, or it's time to take a step back and let younger people come up. I mean,
I got to laugh for you right now. You can laugh on this one. You remember Andrew Gates?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You remember Gates? 50cc, but he used to wing. Yep. You asked the prime minister a tough question. He sounded like Gates old, not old, but his 50cc back in the day. I don't have no response.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that, Roscoe.
We are. I mean, hey, listen, Abaco. You know, and I've told people this, and I've said this on the air to you before, and not just now. When the MNM was in power up till 2021, Abaco was doing good. We got the PLP promise X, Y, and Z, and they would get this and do that. And we ain't no better off now. We were better off under the FNM. You know?
All right. Mr. Producers, you're giving me the extra we got to get out, but I appreciate you chiming in this hour, being so candid. We'll do it again next Monday, Roscoe. But obviously now, I know Abaco has you focused and trained in on getting them where they need to be.
And no,
like I said, boy, I tell you one thing. Michael Pintard shouted you out from the stage. I tell you one thing. If they don't do what they're supposed to do in Abaco, oh, boy, you better go ask Minnesota how you carry on.
Well, you know me. I don't bite my tongue for nobody, but I will still speak out for the people of Abaco. And there's a lot of things that need to still be done over here that needs to be finished from Dorian. And, you know, we got to continue to fight for our country.
All right, man, we're getting to the break right now, and I don't know if Mr. Producer got it lined up, but if you do, Mr. Producer, let's get to that break with that classic Eddie Minnis, man, because definitely we are living in a gimme generation. Eddie was a trailblazer on this one, man. Years ago, he hit the nail right on the head. He in a gimme generation. Everybody wants you guys, gimme, 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 gimme. Let's go to the break.
KFC, you got that crispy onions crunch, take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC, get cheeky with it, hey. Taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce. Pepper jack cheese, going
off. Sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get cheeky with it.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm?
Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Now I say eat a key but his mouth, you know. Yeah. They shall belong.
We're back at you on the Monday, April 20th edition of Talking Heads. Happy 420 to everybody who celebrates it. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And like I told you, joined in the 5 o'clock hour now by my better half, MJ. MJ, what is good? What's going on? I'm sure she'll be chiming in short order. I know she said she'd be chiming in the 5 o'clock, so I'm sure we'll hear from MJ in short order because we have lots to talk about, and obviously we want to hear from you guys as well, too. So feel free to hit us up on the Guardian text lines, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's Guardian Talk. All right, let me look at the text real quick because we got a lot of text there as well too. Let me grab them and get them out of the way because I'm sure more will be flooding in. And here we go. Good afternoon, Naughty. Are you identifying as a billionaire? Sometimes a billionaire, sometimes a trillionaire, depending on which side of the bed I wake up on. All right? Let me see if MJ's in. I wanted to catch some of these texts as well, too. We got MJ in.
Good afternoon.
Hello, beautiful.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and hello to you.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We got lots to talk about. Man, we got lots to talk about. But let me get these texts out of the way. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I have to admit that caller makes me sick to my stomach to hear a big rusty man doing what he's been doing now for weeks. And that story about the candidate not doing a favor for a voter. How come only the PFP is telling that stupid sob story? Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. Can someone please tell me why Latre Ramming is addressing the nation as director of communications in a PFP shirt? What happened to general orders?
That is a very interesting question.
That's a very good question.
I've heard persons mention it before because he has seemed to be, you know, moving between like, for the country and then the PLP lead communication director. I'm not sure why it's happening, but I do believe that, you know, the place we want to be at is, you know, we separate the government from the parties, particularly in times like this. I don't expect to see Mr. Ramming on the campaign trail, but he has obviously been on the campaign trail serving as the lead communicator for the party, and to me that's not, you know, that's not the standard that we should want to set. If you are working as a communications director for the government, then I don't understand why they don't have someone else fulfilling that role for the party. But, you know, this party has been prone to do things like this. We have the Minister of Foreign Affairs also acting as the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. So it's not like it's new, but for sure, you know, I agree with the text that we should see a separation there.
Speaking of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, he needs to be careful who he pick and fight with. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Here's another one for you, Naughty. Maybe you or MJ could explain why the ambassador to Washington is now back home, grabbed the mic from his son, and now doing a talk show all over again. Now, hold on. If you're referring to Mr. Jones, I ain't gonna tell you where to lie. Mr. Jones, all right with me. I will reach out personally and find out from Mr. Jones if that was a cameo, if he was just in town for a visit, or Mike. And if he's back behind the mic on a solid level, then I got to let him know who the sheriff in town is. Talking Heads with Naughty MJ and Purdy.
You know, I get
Evolution Awards talk show of the year, the talk show that other talk shows listen to. Check us out from 4 to 6. You know how I roll. So
I get
get to the bottom of that.
I get why Bahamians get frustrated during this time. Because even though an election is very close, I mean, we do have certain roles that should be delineated. But it seems like this time of year, it becomes something like a free-for-all. That shouldn't be so present politically and open politically, you know, seem to come out and show their colors. And then some persons are punished for it, and then others just get to continue doing it with impunity. So I get the frustration, you know, from Bahamians.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty and MJ.
Good afternoon.
I would like for you all to investigate this, right? All those candidates were returning back to the host assembly, right?
Sure.
And what are $2 and now have $12, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could check their constituency, right? And see and see maybe if the 12 if they were supposed to have only $2 still, because they would have done some work inside their communities. So I believe the people then would have the biggest set of return in 4.5 years. We could check their constituencies and we could see where the money gone. Now, when it comes to the guy in the PLP shirt, well, it's alleged that he is campaigning to be the next chairman for, so he's doing double. He's doing a double dose, right?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's also campaigning for the chairman of the PLP. So everybody check your member of parliament and see. Because my member of parliament, he had 1 point something, and now he have 3 point something million.
And
people them is make all the money, and then they lie and say, well, only make 28,000.
Well,
it ain't looking like it's, you know, 28,000 they be making, because, I mean, these people them just become actual millionaires in the shortest period of time. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you. I wanted to find out who his member of parliament is. We actually do have a list that is ready to go on these declarations, so we could get into that whenever you're ready.
You want to get into it? I mean,
okay. So
you want to get into that, or you want to get into the Lincoln Band announcement last night, or are you going to come back and touch on that?
Let's talk about the what everyone's talking about right now, which are these declarations. And one aspect that I think is important for Bahamians is to understand, you know, these increases over the years. Now, we know that we've had a difficult time, not just these past few years, but in the past as well, with MPs declaring yearly on a regular basis and for those particular declarations to be gazetted or published in the dailies. You know, we haven't seen that in any frequency in the past few years. But now that we have these declarations and now that, you know, the Parliamentary Registration Department has made them public, we do have some data to work with in terms of where they stood 5 years ago versus where some of them, and I'm speaking about incumbents in particular, versus where they stand today. Looking at what we now have in the papers, there are a couple of people that do stand out. And that's because their percentage growth over the last 5 years has been phenomenal. I mean, it's so good that I'm trying to figure out why they ain't running our expenses, our budget, because for some reason, they're able to get upwards of 400% growth on their assets over the past 5 years. So some of the ones that stand out, and we'll just do the top five in terms of, although we do have the data on all of the MPs, just almost all. I think there's one person missing. So if you know, if listeners out there want to find out about their MP in particular, we could pull that data for you. But as far as percentage growth over the past 5 years.
MJ, I don't want to interrupt. Let's go to the phone lines real quick.
Sure.
That's a cell call. And now they're wasting they minutes texting to try to see if anyone get on the call.
Okay, let's get them in.
Talking heads.
Oh, boy.
Call us back, caller. But he met, he used the last minutes to say, MJ, is that you doing the voice of...
No,
If not, you should be. Okay.
I have done no voiceovers for any political parties. All right, so the top five in terms of percentage growth over the last 5 years, coming in at number five is Mr. Keith Bell, who saw a 133% growth, which in dollar figures is an additional 2.244 million, so about 2.2 million in his net worth over the past 5 years. Coming in at number four, we have Leslie Miller Bryce, who saw a 180.2% growth, which represents in dollar figures $5,619,000. Coming in at number three is Clay Sweeting, who saw a 197.6% growth in his net worth. That dollar figure is $3,027 and $3 million.
And I want to know, Clay, I want to know where that $3 million and change come from, because you can't say it where you jump shot, because your jump shot ain't worth $1.50 what I see on TikTok with. So we didn't come again with that.
$3,027,702. Coming in at number two is Jamal Strawn, who saw a 337.3% growth in his net worth. In dollar figures, that's an additional $253,000. And then coming in at number one, Kirk Cornish, who saw an explosive 467.5% growth in his net worth, which in dollar figures is an additional $674,963. There were also some persons that stood out in absolute growth. So when we say absolute growth, we're talking about the dollar figures. Coming in at number five, again, Mr. Keith Bell, who saw his net worth increase by $2,200,000. Clay Sweeting, who saw his net worth increase by $3,027,000. Number three is Dr. Hubert Minnis, who saw his net worth increase by $4,971,000. At number two is Leslie Miller Bryce, who saw her net worth increase by $5,600,000. I'm rounding. And number one was Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, who saw his net worth increase by $13,258,000, which is because his base was already so high. I think he kind of declared $14 million last time around. So the growth was around 89%. But the dollar value is quite eye-opening. I know that the Tribune is reporting that he has not explained, you know, where the increases come from. But I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of MPs, once their constituents dig down on these numbers, that, you know, may have some explaining to do.
Boy, I tell you, these texters have zero chill today. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. MJ, are you referring to Keith Bell at number five? Why don't you look back at his whole political career? Every time he's an MP, he ends up the same way. Come in with X amount and leave with more. I guess you find one little black book, all the doors open for you in your career.
There are also some MPs that stand out in terms of actual liquid cash that they now have versus what they may have had before. I know two just off the top of my head, because I've been working with these numbers all day, and yeah, it's a lot. But two MPs that stand out in particular in terms of cash increase to their net worth would be, Kurt Cornish is one. So is, I want to say, Mikhail Barnaby. I think he saw this $400,000, almost $400,000 increase in liquid cash. you know, added to his net worth. So, I mean, there are a lot of questions. And like I said, as we go, as we move forward, we'll begin to scrutinize some of these declarations really closely.
Good afternoon. Naughty and MJ, can you pay a milli by little man? We'll see what we can do. Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. MJ, please, I need your help. Can you tell me where polling division number 6 is, where I have to go to vote and find where I'm registered, but unsure where to go to vote? I guess they might have missed you, tell them on the weekend.
They're actually in the papers, so they have the Form G there in the papers. I know you had that data as well, right, Naughty, because we looked at it before. Yeah?
I got it. Pull it up. Give me a second.
All right, I got Pine Ridge here. What's the polling division?
It is Pinewood.
Oh, sorry, Pinewood. Okay, I got Pinewood. I got Pinewood right here as well. Number 6 is CV Bethel Senior High, East Street South. Okay, so it looks like all of the polling divisions for Pinewood are at CV Bethel Senior High School on East Street South. So if you're in Pinewood, then you're going to be voting at CV Bethel.
If those PFP MPs ran the country like they declare, the Bahamas would be good.
I'm trying to figure out how they pulling some of this off, because we need those expertise.
Question for MJ. Does the PM have to disclose?
Yes, the Prime Minister did disclose. The Prime Minister is one of the persons that disclosed. In 2021, he disclosed a net worth of $4,100,237. And this time around, he disclosed a net worth of $4,336,262. So that's a 5.8% increase. And that works out to about $236,000 increase in his net worth. So very, very modest. But yes, he did disclose.
And I don't want Mr. Barnaby to get anywhere under the radar on this one, because, you know, his cash has increased. You got $141 million dollars over budget at beaches and parks. You can't see where the money went.
We can't conflate any of that. What I'm saying, though, is that anyone whose numbers showed up and there's a dramatic increase from 2021, I'm sure
And look at the real estate portfolio, the increase in that portfolio as well, too.
Yeah, I mean, some of these MPs have been, like, really, really ingenious with their personal assets. You know, some of these increases are actually mind-boggling. But that's what we have. I'm sure some of them will be flagged, because some of them deserve to be flagged. So we'll just see, you know, how it plays out and whether or not, you know, there's any further explanation on some of these increases.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Why are we still believing these former and present PMs declaring 2 to 3 million? Minnis is the only 8-figure PM? Yeah, right. Question mark.
Well, we don't. Go ahead. No.
Go ahead.
I know, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. Do you know that allegedly in the Cape of Haiti, they have 200 billionaires? It's alleged that these are the people who help traffic people. So crime made their wealth. Could the same thing be happening here? Question mark.
I don't know. I
hope to God
I cannot make that leap, and I don't think that.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The FIU Financial Intelligence Unit should have a number of these MPs and candidates in for questioning right now based on their declarations alone.
Well, just for follow-up, just for clarity, I am not. I'm presuming that anyone has done anything wrong or untoward. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the Constitution demands that they report these figures to us to be evaluated. But yes, there is an aspect of it where the authorities need to look at some of these declarations. And if they have further answers, then they should go and get it.
All right. Like I said, at the end of the day, though, people do want to know. I mean, I want to know. You were in charge of our money for a period of 5 years. How did this happen? If everything is not untoward and above board, you should be able to explain it freely and clearly, correct?
Some can explain it. And, of course, like I said, if anything is flagged, then the relevant authorities should go in, get the answers, you know, do their job. so that we, the public, can be reassured. But yeah, I mean, the whole world can see the declarations now. So there are some that do stand out.
All right, let's get to the break. MJ flips out of the break. I guess we got to go on to the next biggest story that consumed, what, over 6,000, almost 7,000 people's live on Facebook last night for hours?
Oh, yeah,
hours.
I saw that. Yeah, live at 5. that was something.
Lincoln Brown, I mean, Bane.
Yeah.
No, and listen, I carry Lincoln to task a lot, and because I like to call BS on his BS, but I tipped my hat to him yesterday. You actually connected some dots that actually connected and made sense. So we do need to address that, and we need to address the fallout documents on that screen, man.
Yeah, Lincoln must be the best investigator around. I mean, I don't. Amazing. That's all I can say.
He says his reach spans the globe.
And he come with the paperwork. Oh my goodness.
So we'll discuss that and more on the flip side of the break. 5:26 p.m. is the time. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, April 20th edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ continues right after this.
Ain't carrying a don't him out that chatter with me. Chatter of team of murder rap me.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down. Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
KFC, you got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little play for wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC, get chicken with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing their thing. Crispy onion, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicken with it.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Now I say eat that key, but it's mouth, you know. They shall be.
I never ask you, not know what you tell me. I beg you daily to cease and still you keep talking.
You gonna tell me from your little baby. Eat that key, pet his mouth, child, stay out of problem.
getting farmer. Oh, Jay.
We're back at you on Monday, April 20th edition, Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And MJ, boy, I tell you, last night was entertaining, but I that was the most entertaining live I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Lincoln Bain.
It got me through a very boring second day of WrestleMania. It helped me kill time until CM Punk and Roman Reigns came on.
I mean, it did have an entertainment. It certainly had an effect to it because of just the way it came to be, you know. You have the candidate for Fort Charlotte, Sebastian, posting on social media on Saturday morning, still waiting, 5 million ready, to which Mr. Bain responded, all right, bet, I will see you live at 5 on Sunday. And we know that he usually broadcasts live at 5 on Sunday. So I did tune into the actual presentation by Mr. Bain, as did apparently thousands of Bahamians interested just to understand, you know, his position that Mr. Bastian should not be eligible to run in Fort Charlotte, which happens to be our constituency. So I was particularly, you know, wanting to see, you know, what evidence he had to support that. And some of what he presented is actually very interesting, particularly on the constitutional question, right? So the big constitutional question is unfolding around Article 48.1J, which talks about no person being qualified to be elected as a member of the House of Assembly who is interested in any contract with the government of the Bahamas unless he has disclosed the nature of his interest in the Gazette within 1 month before election. Now, the 1 month before election part, I think we are pretty clear on that. I think it should be read as, you know, the 30 days leading up to election. But the part about the gazetting, and it becomes real now, because based on what we're seeing reported out in the dailies, it doesn't appear to me that the nature of those government contracts have actually been gazetted, have actually been clearly, completely disclosed. And I think it's hinging on this terminology that Mr. Bond, which is, I think he's using the term discretionary beneficiary, which is very interesting. The Constitution left that word interest there, I believe, to be broad, to capture everything, to get a full picture, you know? So it really, you know, will come down to whether or not Mr. Bastian has an interest, and if so, has it been properly disclosed? And the Constitution, bear in mind, doesn't say owner, doesn't say direct recipient. It says interested in any contract. When I started looking at how other Commonwealth jurisdictions have interpreted that and how the UK courts have interpreted that, basically they've said consistently that the object of that particular provision is to prevent a conflict between the duty of the person and their personal interest. That's the principle. There have been some judgments around this, particularly if you look at the Bristol Southeast parliamentary election. It says that the court must look at the substance of the transaction and not merely its form. So we see, according to Mr. Bain, you know, a lot of layered companies in there, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, with, you know, structuring your affairs in such a way as, you know, to get the maximum benefit. But if there is an interest in one of those particular layers, then that should be disclosed, particularly if disclosed, because Mr. Bain is right that the Constitution does disqualify you if you have a government contract, but it also gives you a path to cure that disqualification, which is the disclosure. And I'm not sure what Mr. Bastian's position is today, nor the Progressive Liberal Party. Is he going to declare and gazette, or is the position, I have no interest in a government contract? Because if the COI wants to pursue this, it will turn on that question, interest, you know? And the UK courts have said repeatedly that a person may have an interest even though it is indirect or contingent. In other words, you don't have to have a guaranteed payment, which I think Mr. Bastian is alluding to. You only have to have the possibility of a benefit. That's what the UK courts have consistently said. So it's going to be interesting to watch this play out. I think Mr. Bain does have some, you know, he has some good points on his side, even though it may not be the initial points that he brought up.
It got very interesting. I'll tell you, a lot of people are talking about it today, and it breeds the other set of questions that come out. That whole gray area around the word interest. That's an umbrella-like word that covers a lot of things.
Yeah, the UK judgments that I looked at today, they consistently pointed to the fact that, you know, that disclosure has to be meaningful, right? So you're in the electorate of the true nature of your interest, right? And so now we've moved beyond the talks, and I think we're getting into some real constitutional areas here. So it'll be interesting to hear the candidate's response, his fulsome response, as well as see whether or not Mr. Bain and the COI continue to pursue this, because I think that they actually do have a path now that the candidate is more or less relying on this terminology, discretionary beneficiary in a trust that may have government contracts. That's still not clear yet. So we're waiting to see, you know, what they do, whether anything is gazetted, because there is a window for the eligibility, I think, to still be challenged. And it doesn't even close on election day, you know?
That's a text that just came through. Good afternoon, MJ. If he does not gazette, does that now make him ineligible or disqualify him?
There is going to be a really high possibility that the COI has a path to challenge his eligibility if he does not gazette, and if the contracts that he potentially, the trust that he potentially is a discretionary beneficiary in, does indeed have government contracts. So, you know, I said this last week. I said I didn't expect Mr. Bastian to be too cute or too clever by half when it comes to this word interest, that he would fully disclose, and then that'll be the end of it. Then the electorate gets to judge, you know? But I did not anticipate that there would be no fulsome declaration, or if he has made it, it hasn't been gazetted yet. I'm still looking to see, you know, if any interest is gazetted. But I didn't expect that was going to be the position, which is that I'm just going to mention, you know, I have discretionary beneficiary. I'm a discretionary beneficiary and leave it at that. Have ruled on this repeatedly. And I don't know if that is going to fly. I think the COI has a really good chance if they wish to pursue this, if he sticks with this position that he has right now. And if he indeed does, you know, is a beneficiary in a trust or foundation that is contracted with the government.
And basically, you know, that whole word interest, that basically, you know, to me is a red flag, because if you can benefit from it in any way, shape, or form, despite the wording that you built your company on, you know, it's not right. And
well,
it's trying to
breach
the Constitution, and you should be disqualified, then you need to be disqualified, but it has to be done correctly.
The thing about it is, and we're all looking at the Constitution now, right? Like, we're trying to see, like, what exactly is happening, right? The thing about it is the Constitution, you know, made it clear. Contracts, government contracts, you're disqualified, but you can cure it. And so I'm not following why the position is not to be on the side of being
the
safe
about
this. The
fact that there is potential for you to benefit from it is a red flag to me. If you have a trust fund, a corporation, whatever, and you got your kids running it, and you're in it with your kids, you can't tell me that you don't stand to benefit from it at any given moment in time.
Well, there's a question of control there, and you know, a question as well. But like I said, the UK courts have repeatedly held, you know, that if the potential exists, then yeah, it should definitely be, even if it's contingent, it should definitely be declared. So I don't know if he's going to hold his position, go ahead and try to gazette, clean it up. Maybe we haven't seen the paperwork yet, but I would have, you know, kind of leaned on the side of being safe about this, particularly since the COI and Mr. Bain have already, you know, you saw that walk into T.G. Glover, right? Like, he was already standing on business saying you are not eligible. So to leave any cracks where that could become a reality, where that could be challenged legitimately, is surprising to me. But there is something there, for sure.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Do you guys know if Fitzgerald declared? I don't think Fitzgerald has to declare.
No, he's... Well, so we've seen the declaration.
He should. I like to be a fly on the wall in his office.
In this particular round, yeah. No, we're looking at the candidates. But declarations, year in and year out. I mean, we should be getting those from, they're not usually published, but also, you know, the permanent secretaries. I don't know how diligent, I would expect that they would have been, how diligent they've been with their declarations in the past years as well. So, I don't know.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. What's up? I watched that live feed with Lincoln last night. Fire until someone, their feelings called YouTube and had him shut down. My guess
what?
Was Latrae Rami.
How do you call YouTube? What? Man, that had to be a glitch. Come on, guys. Come on.
Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you? You have a hard job, man. You have a job for all of us, a job for the entire nation. I'm wondering if we, same way we demonstrated for so many things, whether we should have demonstrated for national debate among the political parties.
You know what? That's a good idea. Maybe we still can. I don't know, but that would be good. We need those debates.
Because I'm certain that it will have a large listenership, and people will be able to see left, right, or center to know which way to go, because this is not a COI thing, a PLP thing, or an FNM thing. It's a national thing.
Agreed, but
I would like to just encourage our fellow citizens to shop wholesale as much as possible in these hard times, because we still have to live and survive before election and after election.
And after election, you know, before and after, but especially after, we all go back to being behemoths, all going back to being as one. Got to get along. We got to go to work. We got to live. We got to go to school. You know, we got to coexist. That's one thing. Listen, one thing I give my American friends credit. They don't talk politics.
What? Are you?
For the most part.
No,
maybe
you,
now.
Have you seen the last 2 years?
No. In these Trumpian times, it's a little different. Let me rephrase that. Prior to the Trumpian era, there used to be, hey, Bob, who are you voting for? Hey, that's none of your business, Phil.
Yeah, maybe.
That's none of your business.
I think the social media area.
And they used to get on it, and they could coexist, and they could work, and they wouldn't care if who was Republican, Democrat, Independent, undecided. Not us.
Well, no. I mean, around the world, I think the social media era has kind of changed the way that the average voter interacts with political parties. So it's different these days, but it's probably always been the case.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, good day. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
I think we just will vote for Lincoln being, because Lincoln being there in all the way.
Hold on, man.
I heard you.
First game, you got a couple of basics in the game.
No,
down, all right?
So
he was
0-5
and
0-6. Lincoln is doing all the work. FNM is in Parliament. They in Parliament, and they don't know these things.
No, I can't let you sit
down. No, because we're
out of the
Parliament system right now.
I cannot let you COI bias allow you to say that, man. I've watched Pintard lay lumber to this administration day in and day out. I've watched Adrian White lay lumber to this administration. I've watched Shannon Dawn Cartwright lay lumber to this administration. What are you talking about? I've watched Crazy Thompson dissect them and expose them on the budget lies.
Listen. You have 5 years in Parliament, and you try and tell me you don't have this information with Lincoln Bina today.
And again, let me put this in a baseball analogy for you. He went 2-for-4 last night, maybe 3-for-5. Good job. You was 0-for-19, 0-for-20. With strikeouts on multiple occasions when you get up pontificating, I'm going live and never get to the point.
So taper it. In the words of Bill Parcells, don't crown him yet.
I will say this. The different political parties, the opposition, have been pointing out, you know, varied aspects that we definitely need to improve on as Bahamians. I can't say that, you know, Lincoln Green has been the only one that's been holding the government's feet to the fire. That's absolutely...
Is the caller still there? I wish he was still there, because I wonder where Lincoln Bain came from with a national lottery idea from yesterday all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did mention that. So both major opposition parties have now both confirmed that they are pro-national lottery. And so far, I think the Progressive Liberal Party, the governing party, does not seem to be game for, pardon the pun, for gaming, you know, for Bahamians in terms of a lottery.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking heads. Talking heads. All right, I guess we're going to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the phone calls, we'll pick up the text. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, April 20th edition of Talking Heads. It is.
Five years of POP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. But change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place.
Mmm. The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. With 100% flame-grilled beef, that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastes place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Make Mother's Day unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's Day sale May 1st through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.
5 years of POP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Now you say he that keepeth his mouth, you know. They shall belong.
I never ask you, not know where you take.
Whip, I gotcha. It's 5:51 p.m. on this minority and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let me get back to the text. Let me get them out of the way. And then we can wrap things up. Naughty and MJ, what's up? I watch. Oh, sorry. I read that one already. MJ and Naughty, how serious is this with Lincoln exposed? Is there any truth to any of his expose? Yes, MJ, that is the truth. YouTube shut him down. No glitch. YouTube's has been shutting down many times when they expose the truth or they are lying on someone. MJ. At the end of the day, we all need to be able to be privy to information, and the government or whoever it is, their minions, should not be able to control it. I saw the whole thing. I mean, I'm sure if you say YouTube shut them down, Texter.
I don't know. I don't know. So, yes, the best thing I can say is I don't know about that one.
Let's get these two calls in before we wrap up. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Yeah,
it's Bob and MJ. Yeah, well, at least I don't think we should make Lincoln being the enemy. But you know, doing the political wars, propaganda is always the order of the day. But Lincoln give them something to think on. But I just want to make something a quick thing. Yeah, some people, some younger people than me in their 30s, and one of my little nephews, they are part of this joke about Pinta just now. But you know, I don't want to say it. You know, because like as a schoolmate, the Lewis Bacon Nygaard saga and the voice notes, et cetera, and the alleged, you know what I mean? So, and then it's amazing how these things resurface, right? With no particular adjudication or just if people are willing to say anything, and these old things come out of the heart, right? But I wanted to say this as relates to gaming, and I don't even want, because I have an Island-like account, I don't want to defame any particular gambling house, so I wouldn't call the name. But the other day, and I was taken aback because obviously there's a whistleblower or a disgruntled worker. And so this is nothing new because it was Gabby said it, so that they said that they're not allowed lunch breaks. And there's some inside story, some of the narrative she ran about it. And so that was disturbing. And so just people might understand what is the significance of this if this is true. So that would mean that there's really no oversight for this particular industry. So, I mean, if you think about, like I asked about the win-loss ratio, and these type of disclosures that any common person, you could just go on Google and try and read for yourself as to the programming of the slot machine. These are just intuitive questions, you know. This doesn't make me somebody who is X, you understand me? So that's what we should be thinking about, you know. You can't allow people to don't go without a lot. So maybe that could be verified. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, thank you.
You need a lunch break. Yeah.
Thanks, 52. Yeah, I mean, if that is happening, that is terrible.
Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, good day, Naughty, MJ. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, blessings. So this is disturbing for me, man. When I hear the numbers of how these guys, relatives, and priests, these persons, these politicians who are now running again. Listen, I've been investing, and I don't get those kind of returns. In a way, to me, those require explanations, serious explanation over it. But that's unfortunate that the Bahamian people, the funds that we put into the treasury collects, we really can't have no justice. The police is not going to investigate it without someone initiating it. There is no entity that will then say, okay, this arises from suspicion. We need to find out how this is. You have to explain how did this come to be. You know, this is a serious issue. And maybe this is why a lot of people are running for a house. They're running to say they represent it. There's something probably else I'm missing that they're running for, and again, I ain't calling no one name, but there has to be something else that I do not see, that they see, but we need to deal with this. And then lastly, Naughty, listen, give Lincoln Bain his credit, you know, that, and not Michael Pinta, the only thing that was sticking, because he was throwing a lot of things against the wall, the only thing that stuck was the lottery. So, you know, I can give Lincoln Bain some credit. Thanks, man.
All right, what about immigration, too? I mean, that all come out of fruition.
No, nope, but the problem is they didn't do nothing with immigration when they were there. You see, and that's the problem. You can't hold nothing against them. Philip Brave Davis, them, they actually closed down a lot of shanty towns.
Left the debris behind that turned into dumps, like in Abaco. But let me ask you this question. You didn't hear that at the beginning of the show and just a minute ago, too. I gave Lincoln his credit. This is the first time that some of his stuff that he put up there, the dots actually connected.
Yeah, you did say that, but I
can sit there and tell you,
on
numerous other occasions,
many
had me
watch,
and it turned out to be absolute bupkis. So, temper it. Good game last night. Let's see what he does next at bat.
All right, sir.
All right, good stuff, man.
I mean, I think all of the parties, particularly the two majors, I mean, they have good ideas, but, you know, you got to judge them against the full plan. Go ahead.
Naughty and MJ, whether Mr. Bastian is settler, beneficiary, has any connection to the trust, there is the possibility of him benefiting if the trust in itself has a government contract. It would be interesting to see the actual contract. And finally, but it's a good one for you, MJ. Good afternoon, MJ. What is your profession, please? How does one become smart like you?
You know, I've been in media for like 18, almost 19 years now. I get that. You know, I was doing it on different stations, not this station, not a talk station. So, yeah, media. And I wanted to mention, so thank you for that, Texter. I wanted to mention one more thing that's not as significant. It's a little bit second tier in terms of this whole eligibility status of Mr. Bastian. But, you know, Mr. Bain didn't point this fact out. But when he did kind of contest it, there is maybe something there about the eligibility in that moment. Because if you look at Form D, it's a declaration that says that I am qualified. And you have to sign that. And unlike being able to cure up to the day before elections in terms of disclosure, that one is a snapshot in time. You cannot go back and make yourself qualified in a moment when you signed and submitted those papers if you were not qualified. I always thought that the best course of action for Mr. Bastian was to quickly gazette his interests, right, and then go ahead and sign that declaration. Also, something that he's left himself vulnerable to attack to, how accurate was that declaration when he signed it? Were you actually qualified in the moment? You hadn't gazetted yet, at least not that we're aware of. We'll wait to see, you know, if anything comes out in the gazette. But in that moment that you signed it, were you indeed qualified? Now, judges will be reluctant to remove him from the ballot for that, strictly speaking, but the UK courts do take declarations extremely seriously, as they should, particularly when it comes to elections. So it's going to be interesting to see if his interests are gazetted, the dates that appear on those gazettes, and then we'll be able to judge some other things based on that. But we'll wait and see.
All right, good stuff. Everybody who called in, chimed in, texted in. Roscoe in the first hour. MJ, I'm glad you wrote it out with me in the second hour. And we're going to have plenty to talk about tomorrow, I can tell. I don't think this is going away anytime soon. I think that the debate is going to continue. I think because Bahamian people want answers. And at the end of the day, Bahamian people want to eat too. You know? So we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, man. Have a great Monday. And as we get to the break, like I said, but we'll try to get some sports in tomorrow. But bear with me, sports aficionados, because, hey, it's silly season, and we got a country to save. For MJ, this is your boy Naughty. For Mr. Producer, we'll see you tomorrow. It seems like it was a scary thing.